Thanks for joining me on episode 900 of the Inspired Stewardship Podcast.
I'm Ryan England with Core Matters and the Blue Collar Culture Podcast. I challenge you to invest in yourself, invest in others, develop your influence, and impact the world by using your time, your talent, and your treasures to live out your calling. Having the ability to grow yourself and your business is key. And one way to be inspired to do that is to listen to this, the Inspired Stewardship Podcast with my friend, Scott Mader.
So it's not about not spending money. It's about spending money on the things that really affect your life, that really are in alignment with your values, that really give you the things that you really want and need, as opposed to spending money on what everyone else is spending money on.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world.
In today's episode about investing in yourself through stewarding your treasures, I talk with you about some of the typical things we do with money. I share why these typical things don't necessarily mean that we're making good choices. And I also share why this really matters if you are looking for long-term success with money.
As we talk about stewarding your treasures, wouldn't it be great if you could support this podcast and do it without costing yourself an extra dime? Turns out you can. All you have to do is use inspiredstewardship.com/Amazon when you're ready to make a purchase via Amazon, and a small commission will come back to support the show. If you enjoy the show when you're ready to buy from Amazon, just use inspiredstewardship.com/Amazon.
What's interesting about money is it's something that we all end up having to deal with at some level. Whether you've got a lot of it, whether you've got a little of it, it doesn't matter. You still got to deal with it just to be able to live in the world at some level. It's not that money is our security or money is the most important thing in life or even that money is how we measure success, but it is something that affects all areas of our life, and the way we deal with all the areas of our life affect our money. The way we deal with our mental health, our relationships, our friends, our family, all of these things can show up in our money, and our money can show up in all of these things. So it's important to recognize what you do with your money has an effect on your life. And one of the things that I've noticed is a lot of the things that we, quote, normally do, the things that are what everyone does, can often be things that aren't necessarily the best thing to do when it comes to your money. I'll give you an example, a few of them. For one thing, a lot of times people will talk about buying a house as something that they can do as a measure of success. You've really made it when you can finally buy your own place. And that's true. Buying a house can be a dramatic moment. It can be something that's very exciting. It can be something that we see as a measure of success. It can be something where we've got some place of our own. But I've also seen people buying a house way too early, buying much more house than they can possibly afford, doing other things that end up causing that house to be an anchor around their neck when it would have been better for them to have some patience and rent for a while and see more information and get more money saved up and do other things, lay the foundation right before they end up buying. Same thing happens with making purchases around stuff. We have a tendency to focus on the stuff that we have, getting a new car, getting a new house, getting the most goodies, having the biggest TV, these sorts of things. But when you talk to people, the things that they really remember long term are often experiences. So it's not about not spending money. It's about spending money on the things that really affect your life, that really are in alignment with your values, that really give you the things that you really want and need, as opposed to spending money on what everyone else is spending money on. It's about asking yourself the hard questions. It's about actually paying attention to what you do with your money so that you can figure out, am I doing things with it that are in alignment with what I want out of life? Is what I'm doing today helping me get where I want to go? Because many of the things that everyone does aren't really good choices. Just because everyone does it doesn't mean that it's the right thing, not just for you, but even for them. Oftentimes people just do what everyone else does, or they do what they see in advertising and commercials on the movies. They do what their parents did or other people around them, their friends, are doing. They don't look to themselves to determine a direction and decide if this is a good choice for them or not. Instead, they tend to just follow. And I don't want you to be a follower when it comes to your money. I want you to be proactive. I want you to be making decisions that allow you to really be successful with your money. Because the truth is, the decisions that you make today affect where you're going to be in a year or 2 years or 10 years down the road. What we do today is laying the foundation for what we're going to become in the future. And if you really want success with your money, the truth is you have to do things that are smart, not just in the short term, but in the long term. You really have to find success in money by doing the little things right day in and day out, week after week. It's that consistency over time that breeds success. It's the consistency over time that allows the money to show up the right way. It's the consistency over time that really keeps you from just living the way everyone else lives and allows you to live in a way that you want. That is the power of intentionality when it comes to your money. That is the power of not just doing what everyone else does, but actually asking yourself, is this the right thing to do for me, for my family, for what my priorities are, for what I want to get out of the world, for what I want to put into the world? Is this helping me build long-term success? Because again, the money is going to show up in every component of your life, and the way you show up with your money really matters. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you like this episode on the stewardship of treasures, you can sign up for our treasures tips by going to inspiredstewardship.com/treasures or text in the U.S. 44222 treasures tips. And we'll send you 5 weeks of our best tips on stewarding your treasures. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.